Hello and welcome to the Beused Library Podcasting. Today's podcast is on Searching Strategies. I am Hofaone Majani, your host on the first episode of Searching Strategies. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to develop a pertinent search strategy and the importance of having a search strategy. Let's start first by defining a search strategy. A search strategy is an organized structure of key terms used to search a database, or a systematic plan for finding the information sources you need for a particular assignment. Note that searching is a process. It involves certain strategy that has to be followed. Why do we need to develop a pertinent search strategy before conducting a search? We develop a search strategy in order to locate relevant information, and it also saves time as you will know exactly what you're looking for. Now, let's look at the different searching strategies. Strategy number one. Keywords searching strategies. Start by identifying the important concepts of your search. And how do we do that? By highlighting the main ideas from your topic, and also consider specific ideas. After identifying the main concepts, find the keywords that describes those main concepts. Create a list of possible synonyms. Alternate keywords that describe the identified keywords. Do not forget the plural forms of the keywords. Use thesaurus for guidance and consider variations in the word endings. For example, car, cars, autos, automobiles, vehicles. Now you can use those keywords to search the Beused catalog and databases. Strategy number two, we have phrase searching. Let's now define the term phrase searching. Phrase searching is when you combine two or more words together in a phrase and instruct the database to search for the exact phrase. It is important to know that many databases use phrase searching. Always use codes to keep phrases together. For example, in codes, geological engineering. This increases the likelihood that you get relevant results. In other words, it narrows your search results. When the phrase geological engineering is not in quotes, the database will not read it as a phrase, and it will pull all the articles that talk about geological and engineering separately. Therefore, there's a likelihood of you not retrieving relevant information focused towards your topic. Try phrase searching using the words geological engineering in quotes and without quotes and compare the results. When using quotes, you'll get few hits, and while using the phrase without quotes, you'll get more hits. Strategy number three, consider using truncation. Truncation searching allows you to retrieve documents containing variations on search term. It is another way of broadening your search results. How do we truncate? Type the first letters, normally referred to as stem or root or prefix, of the keyword followed by an asterisk. For example, recruit as a stem word, Place the truncation symbol asterisk at the end. Recruit an asterisk at the end. The database will interpret the truncation symbol asterisk and retrieve any item that includes variations on the root recruit, including recruit, recruits, recruiting, and recruitment. If you search the database without truncation, you will get search results on recruit and recruits only. Please note that other databases may use different truncation symbols. I urge you to research further about those truncation symbols. Strategy number 4. Another search strategy that you can employ is the use of wildcat. Wildcat is used for variant spelling. Use the question mark symbol wildcat to replace any character in a given search term, regardless of the position. For example, let's take the term organization with a Z or organization with an S. It has two variant spelling. Mark the Z sound in the first pronunciation, the S sound in the second pronunciation. Therefore, to find articles containing both spelling, use the symbol question mark to wildcat the variations. Place the symbol question mark where it is supposed to be a Z or an S. Then you'll find information about organization with a Z and organization with an S both in the BUSD library catalog and databases. This search strategy saves your time of search variant spelling separately in the databases, and it also broadens your search results. Thank you so much for listening. Please tune in for the next episode of Searching Strategies.